All right, David, welcome.
Welcome, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, tell me a little bit. You're going around to various venues, or are you just doing it here at ATA? What are you doing with the video camera?
Well, I've been visiting ATA since 1992, and since that time, one thing that's attracted me to the mission in general, but to ATA and Valencia Street and the media art scene in general, is its willingness and enthusiasm to embrace and recuperate dead media, obsolete media. So there's no such thing really as dead media if you can find a creative use for it.
Mm-hmm. So give me an example. How do you mean dead media? Like, you mean like old stock footage, that kind of thing, or?
Yeah. Well, old stock footage is almost basically free. You find it in dumpsters, and you could just chop it up and make entirely new films out of it. I bought a laptop last week for $5.
Wow.
And that's, it's cheaper than a burrito.
Why, that's true. It is cheaper than a burrito. That's exactly
right. You try sending email on a burrito.
Yeah. Well, high-tech burrito has special computer chips in the burritos that when you eat them, the government can track you, but that's a different...
Well, those are the corn chips that the NSA has developed.
That's right. Is that true? Is it really corn chips that the NSA has developed?
Yeah, sort of security chips in corn chips.
Oh, that's really awesome. Yeah. That's great, because there are missile silos in the corn fields in the Midwest. So
that's right, genetically modified corn fields.
And genetically modified missile silos,
and
also.
The reason they're genetically modified is because of the missile silos.
And what is the genetic modification that they've done? Do you know?
Well,
I don't know.
It's to make sure that the corn only grows once.
So that the farmers have to buy new seeds again and again. So you're documenting these things. You call yourself a media... ecologists. Tell me what that's about.
Well, there's two. The media, the sort of deterministic view of Wired magazine and Silicon Valley is that the very latest and only the very latest is the best.
Right, right.
A converse view is that anything will do as long as you can put it to use.
Yeah.
So a 10-year-old laptop combined with other 10-year-old laptops is just as useful as one really good latest laptop if each of them distribute the load over a network.
Right, and are you doing it? Have you been able to work with that with local area networks? And
yeah, if you can connect old machines together and have them do different things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kind of beauty in that, like growing a garden.
Right, absolutely.
I'm really into just making old things come back to life again.
Well, and there's a tremendous amount of waste with a lot of computers that get thrown away. There's a lot of people who just throw away their old laptops or their old desktops or their old TV monitors, and then just these landfills filling up with silicon chips that are just degrading. We don't really know what the ramifications are going to be 40, 50, 100 years down the road in terms of the ecology.
That's
there.
Right.
So
in
I
fact,
like that.
A lot of the materials in those cathode ray tubes are indestructible and very toxic.
Like kryptonite.
Yeah, rather than bulldoze them into the precious earth, why not recycle them and use them for art projects? Using obsolete software and out-of-date things just for its own sake.
So you mine like thrift shops and flea markets? Where do you get your supplies?
I set myself a limit, a strict limit. If I can't get it I only do it once a month, and I only spend $20, and whatever I get, I have to be able to use for an art project and combine with other things. So, and I've found that it's actually quite easy to completely tool yourself up with the equivalent of a low-tech TV studio and recording audio studio for well under the price of a meal.
Yeah.
If you know where to go and if you know how to approach that media. But it's about building a community too. It's not just the technology. It's about joining hands with other people who agree with you and would like to see this media be used in ways that, boost community and boost solidarity. Even though that camera was $25, it can be used just as effectively to record police brutality as the latest thing.
Yeah, right. I mean, it can capture the image. It converts the image to waveforms on tape, and then it's a video. I mean, the Rodney King tape wasn't a high fancy 24p mini DV camera. It was just a little, one of those types, right?
It's
a really powerful home video.
That's right. Low bandwidth, high concept. I mean, if we sit at a dinner table, and I give you a wink, I don't use much bandwidth.
No, but I get your meaning. Say no more.
Exactly.
Right.
Look what happened with Rodney King. One short piece of probably video 8 footage.
Right, probably, yeah.
Resulted in a firestorm of uprising.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, and I do a lot of work with video production. There's a lot of software out for very high-end applications and, you know, very high, expensive computers that are meant to replicate the look of High 8.
Yeah.
There's, you know, a lot of software effects that turn your video into a Super 8 film look or 16 old washed out color 80s film, and it's amazing that it's this kind of fold back into older technology.
It's like renovating a house. I mean, if you bought a house in like the Mission, you could either leave it as it is,
mm-hmm.
or you could rip its guts out and turn it into a hideous yuppie condominium.
Mm-hmm. I hate yuppie condoms.
Yeah, yuppie condoms really get my goat also.
Yeah.
But yeah. You see, what they do is they take away the history.
Bang.
Why do they take away the history? Well, it's like, you know, it's their idea of cleaning things up.
Right.
Hygiene, much like the Nazis in Europe in the 30s. It's insidious, and the yuppies are an insidious force in our community.
So, bringing it back to ATA here, how do you think ATA stands against that force of eugenics, of cultural eugenics?
Well, it's a bulwark.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bulwark. It's a fortress
mm-hmm.
against the encroaching, you know, silicon.
You hear that?
The Googleization of the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
We will resist you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think that, you know, we don't want the government to know what you're talking about, though. I think that's...
Well, the government's really been consumed by Google. It's now the Googlement.
Yes, that's right. All hail. Well, that's fantastic. And you're doing this... Do you document all the ATA events, or is this a new project
I'm only here because one of my films is on the...
Which film?
It's on the disc that's being given away.
And what's your film about?
I don't know.
It doesn't say. It just says David Cox here.
I don't know what film they chose, but given that my film's on there, I felt...
It's a good one.
I should help out by being here and doing things like this.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad
and
that you're here.
And promoting media archaeology and media recycling.
I really like that, the media recycling and archaeology. I think that's a really good idea.
I was going to propose an idea for a show... along with my partner Molly to mm-hmm. ATA for a recycled screen art event.
Yeah.
So that all the screens that you find on the sidewalk
mm-hmm.
and all the $5 laptops that can still be used to do crappy PowerPoint things but high concept, we get them all together, maybe network them all here at ATA, and we just have this huge hack fest.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Old Pentiums, old 486s, and just make them make art and have all these thousands of screens all over ATA.
Well, even like, you know, those little camcorders, like maybe not the one you have here, but, you know, a lot of people throw away their old camcorders, and those little LCD screens are perfectly good harvestable screens, and people just throw them out. And I'm thinking, don't lose those screens. Those screens are good screens. They're little LCD screens.
That's
you go to Circuit City or to Jameco or something, and those little screens cost $90, and people are just piling up in junkyards. That's amazing.
You can make jewelry with them.
You can make jewelry with them.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. If nothing else, you can make jewelry. And, you know, the radio is sort of like that. I mean, one of the things that I was talking earlier about satellite radio, and there's all this hubbub about satellite radio and digital radio, and I was talking to a guy from Wired Magazine, actually, and he said, why are you guys doing radio when everyone's going to satellite and subscription? I said, well, maybe everyone will just go to satellite subscription, and this old, like, media archaeology almost, like this old-fashioned, very, you know, early 20th century medium of radio is possible. And I think it makes a lot of sense.
It's typical Wired Magazine, the techno-determinism.
Right.
Only the latest is relevant. Well, sorry, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I had to explain to the guy about, well, the radio is the only thing that worked, say, at the Alamo Dome in Houston when evacuees were arriving from Katrina.
Yeah.
They didn't have Bluetooth, Blueberry-enabled Wi-Fi laptops. They only had transistor radios. And
yeah.
So that's the only way you can get information to people. It's pretty low tech. And it's,
that's right.
And a lot's possible there. So that's really interesting to me. Well, anything else you want to say to our vast, expansive ATA audience?
Come to
radio
ATA.
Audience?
You wouldn't believe what's going on here. You've got to see it to believe it.
Yes.
Get to ATA. Give some money to ATA. Otherwise, the Google people will win.
Thanks, David Cox.
Very much.